From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. 20.5 million jobs lost in April. That's according to the Labor Department's monthly employment report. That number was 701,000 in March. The unemployment rate in the United States of America is now at 14.7%. That is up 10 percentage points, the highest rate and the highest jump since they started keeping track in 1948. To get more details on this report, we're joined by Julia Coronado. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi, Julia. How concentrated is this pain? Like, is it, you know, all in restaurants and hospitality, for example?
Well, obviously, those sectors saw really huge job losses. But one of the things we see here is that every major sector is shedding a significant number of jobs. So it's way more broad-based than we were thinking going into this report.
The labor force participation rate, that's the number of people, you know, looking for jobs. It fell 2.5% to the lowest rate since 1973. What do we take from that?
Well, that's going to keep the unemployment rate artificially low. So 14.7% is a high unemployment rate, but it would be a lot higher if those people that lost their jobs and gave up looking right now because everything is shut down. It would be higher. In fact, the underemployment rate, which includes a lot of these people, was 22.8% in April, up from 8.7. So about a quarter of the population is unemployed.
Wow. Wage growth jumped 4.7% month on month. You know, we've been hovering around 3%. Why would wages jump like that?
Well, this is a composition issue. So most of the people losing their jobs are low-wage workers. And of the salaried higher-wage workers that kept their jobs, they may be working reduced hours. Both of those things make wages and wage growth look artificially strong. So it really kind of illustrates the haves and have-nots problem that we're seeing in the labor market right now.
Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Julia, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
The numbers don't capture the full picture of unemployment due to the pandemic. That 20.5 million is people lost from payrolls. We know that more than 33 million people have filed for jobless benefits since mid-March. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
As bad as the numbers look, the April jobs report can't capture the full scale of employment loss since the pandemic began, says Erica Groshen. She was the Bureau of Labor Statistics chief economist in the Obama administration.
This is a shock unlike anything else we have sustained.
Groshen says the official unemployment rate is likely not counting many who've lost their jobs. That's because the standard definition of an unemployed person is someone who hasn't had paid work and has been actively looking. But in the pandemic, millions have been laid off or left a job and aren't hunting for a new one.
People who say that for now, I'm not working and I'm not looking for work until I feel I can be safe out there.
Also, it may not count people out of work caring for others in the pandemic.
Who maybe made the decision to stay home and homeschool or take care of elderly relatives because they don't want them endangered.
And it's going to be hard to gauge exactly how much job loss is temporary, just until companies reopen and workers get called back. Joseph Bruswellis at RSM Consulting has been tracking jobless claims.
Many of the initial claims were classified as furloughed, but are becoming permanently unemployed.
Meanwhile, many who still have jobs aren't working or earning nearly as much as they used to, says Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter.
You can either be laid off, or you could take a 20, 30, 40, even 50% pay cut to keep your job.
In a recent survey, ZipRecruiter found that about one in four job seekers has had hours or earnings cut, or both. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.